It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Well, let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you, Josh?
Well, the wind's not blowing, and it's going to be in the 30s today.
Yes, that's, but no, we'll take it for the first day of spring. Better than last week, anyway.
Yeah.
So you might be running into some trouble. You're going to a convention up north.
Yeah, I got a conference
meeting or something.
Conference in Bemidji.
Yeah,
and tomorrow they're talking 3 to 7 inches of snow.
Yeah, one to two around here, I guess. But
Yeah.
If you're going north, you might run into some. Some of that white stuff.
Yeah, be careful.
And bring your shovel and your chains and all that stuff. Your emergency kit.
Yeah, I think over the weekend, many people just sat and stewed about the cold weather. I know I did.
Yeah, it's getting downright depressing. So,
I'm done to say the least.
Yeah, so.
You know, I love winter.
Yeah, but not this much of it.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. It is spring today, starting today.
Well, let's hope it feels like spring.
That's right. Well, let's salute a veteran, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Tech 5 Harold H. Redepinning. Harold was born on July 2nd, 1923 in Nassau, Minnesota, passed away on October 8th, 2001. He entered active duty in the United States Army on December 14th, 1944 in Fort Snelling. Was honorably discharged just shy of 2 years later on November 22nd, 1946 at Fort Sheridan, Illinois. He was a photographer developer with 151st MPs, took part in the battles of Luzon in the Philippines, so he was in the Pacific Theater during World War II. And some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Good Conduct Medal. He was a marksman with the M1 rifle, the World War II Victory Medal, the Army of Occupation Medal for Japan, the Philippine Liberation Medal with one bronze battle star, the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal with one bronze battle star, two overseas service bars. He spent over a year overseas during World War II, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Harold, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, the VA has a mission statement, a new one that recognizes a sacred commitment to all veterans, their families, caregivers, and survivors, and you're going to tell us about that today.
Yeah, the VA sent out a press release on March 16th announcing that it's updating its mission statement, updating the infamous Abraham Lincoln quote, which was, "To care for him who shall have borne the battle, and for his widow and his orphan." It coincides with a more updated demographic of veterans and their family members. VA announced an updated version of its 1959 mission statement. The new mission statement is to fulfill President Lincoln's promise to care for those who have served in our nation's military and for their families, caregivers, and survivors. New mission statement is inclusive of all those who have served our nation's military, including women veterans, as well as veterans' families, caregivers, and survivors. VA currently serves more than 600,000 women veterans, which is the fastest-growing cohort of veterans. VA also serves more than 50,000 veteran caregivers, more than 600,000 veteran survivors, and millions of veterans who did not serve in combat. Crafting the new mission statement, VA surveyed roughly 30,000 veterans, so it wasn't something they just willy-nilly decided to do, although it has been talked about for the last few years. Among veterans surveyed, the new version of VA's mission statement was chosen over the current version by every age group, by men and women, by LGBTQ plus veterans, by white, black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, and American Indian, Alaskan Native veterans. Whenever any veteran, family member, or caregiver, or survivor walks by a VA facility, we want them to see themselves in the mission statement on the outside of the building, according to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Dennis McDonough. We are here to serve all veterans, their families, caregivers, and survivors, and now our mission statement reflects exactly that. In addition to two rounds of surveys, VA conducted dozens of small group engagements with veterans to understand what was most important to them with the VA mission statement, then incorporated that feedback into quantitative research. New mission statement reflects that VA serves all of those heroes who have served our country, regardless of their race, gender, background, sexual orientation, religion, zip code, or identity. The previous mission statement, as I said before, was to fulfill President Lincoln's promise to care for him who shall have borne the battle and for his widow and his orphan by serving and honoring the men and women who are America's veterans. Previous mission statement is posted in roughly 50% of VA's facilities, and over the coming months, VA's new mission statement will replace the previous version. So, the VA is changing with the times.
That's right. Well, yep. Doesn't hurt to change things up a little bit once in a while.
Nope, not at all. Right. And, I served with women service members throughout my time in the military, so I'm all for it. So,
right. They do a great job.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, this will be in the newspaper if anybody wants to read it.
It'll be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line.
And I think you have that.
You left it out.
And I did. I knew you were coming.
Really?
You keep showing up right about this time.
Right around that time.
Predictable.
But, that's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. I am going to be closed this week. Like I said,
conferencing.
Tuesday through Thursday, I'll be up in Bemidji getting snowed on and learning about some changes. And
suppose you could have it down in Burr, Minnesota. Burr, then that's closer.
I don't think they have a venue large enough.
Maybe not.
Maybe a cornfield out there. But, otherwise, normally we're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Well, Josh, you have a great week, and we will talk to you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
R&T Manufacturing is happy to be a part of the ag industry, and they'd like to